Turns out you can't cuck the Zuck, and you get a pilot of a brand new show. Welcome to the Recycle Bin. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Recycle Bin, a brand new show, a brand new podcast, recording live right now. Of course, it's not just me. It's my beautiful Burn. I got my lovely Burn with me. Hi, Burn.
Just jamming to that sweet intro song, man.
Are you? Well, it was like $20, so it better be jam worthy.
Wow, you could buy like an entire CD full of mediocre music for that price.
Yeah, so. Mediocre CD price for one kick-ass song. I feel like it's
interesting.
It's techie, it's goofy, it works for us.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you guys don't know what this is, which most likely you don't, because this is our first time doing it, we kind of sprung it out of nowhere. We figured instead of hyping it up for like the past few days or weeks, we just do it out of nowhere. We've been planning this podcast for a while. It went on hiatus for a little bit because we got lazy, and now we decided we'll just officially do it. So the goal with this podcast is, right now we're recording it live in front of a live audience. They got a little bit of a pre-show before, and they'll get a little bit of a post-show after we're done recording. So if you're watching the podcast after the fact, you don't get that. So tune in live every Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You'll be able to watch the recording of the show live. First half hour of the show is dedicated to tech news stories, essentially. So tech news stories from the week. So Front Page Tech is obviously Monday through Friday. We talk about three different stories a day. And this is going to be based off of like comment sections, interactions, and most requested stories from you, the viewer. We'll dive deeper into those tech news topics that we talked about during the week. We'll dive deeper in this show for about the first half hour, and the second half hour is a full Q&A with the live audience. So that's the plan right now. It might not work. We'll see. This is the pilot episode, and we mentioned before that since this is the pilot episode, we put the word pilot there, so we have a reason to be able to say that we canceled it. So if we cancel it,
exactly,
we'll just be like, well, it was just a pilot. I don't know what to tell you. Just a pilot.
taking chances. What we're doing here.
Heads up, this episode is sponsored by eHarmony and Sonal Sound, two sponsors for the first episode, so thank you guys for supporting the show. Brian, exactly. you ready to jump into this?
Man, I am so ready to dig my hands into the recycling bin and find whatever goodies lie inside there.
It's hard.
And it's recycling, so it's not as gross as a normal trash can. So we're good.
It's environmentally friendly, this podcast.
Exactly.
You're welcome.
Saving the earth.
So first of all, I wanted to talk about Zucks.
Zucks, yes.
Poor
Mark
fucking Zucks.
Zuckerberg.
I think there's two halves of this. First of all, the part where Congress is old as shit and they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I feel like...
That's the most frustrating part, actually. More than anything else, it's that these people who are like, Mark Zuckerberg needs to answer for the crimes of Facebook. And they bring him in, and it's essentially like, how do you make money?
Dude, how do ads work? That's so fucking true, though. Unfortunately true.
Like, what is that? Like, you can't, like... have somebody a little bit more educated on, or maybe like Google something before you decide to like grill him on nonsense, essentially. It's really frustrating.
Yeah, that's what I feel like they could have done. I feel like they could have done, they should have done that. I feel like all the congressmen and women should have like gone home, asked their kids about Facebook, and was like, hey, is there anything I should know about Facebook before I go in and ask the fucking CEO of this $60 billion company? But no, they didn't. The best way to put it is a waste of time. That's the best way to put it. It's the biggest waste of time I've ever seen. But could you, like, how... It was over 10 hours of questions. How much does 10 hours of Mark Zuckerberg's time cost?
Right. Like, that could have been very, very valuable to get some, like, really good insight on his thought processes and essentially just the way he runs the company. But nothing happened. Nothing was gained from this other than we learned of a couple potentially creepy things. But even that like wasn't worth what he went through in all seriousness.
But I agree. We went through, I don't know. I think we saw 10 hours of questions. Who knows how many questions people asked. And we got maybe two things that are like, oh man, that we should get to the bottom of that. It was just, I feel like... It was just a giant, like I said it on the show, they invited Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of this massive company, to their nursing home so they could ask him how Facebook works, how internet works, how ads work. That was the biggest problem. They're like, how Mark had to explain relevant ads to these people. Like, well, how do you know? How do you know that I looked at this thing on Amazon? You must be looking or listening to me, or maybe not. You know, maybe you Googled it, or who knows? Your actions online made that a thing. And to me, yeah, I'd Facebook much rather have relevant ads.
Yeah, I mean, and Facebook isn't the only company implementing tracking
Dude, in browsing. You're so right. I fucking hate that. Like, Facebook is not the only company doing all this fucky shit. Like, they act like Facebook's the only one.
Right. Like, how is Mark Zuckerberg being called to Congress to answer for all this stuff, but yet Google, I'm sure, is employing way, way more in-depth stuff. Like, they have
Google's so questionable. Their whole job is data collection. Like, Google sells shit to you just to get you to use Google products. Just for you to get on free Google services so they can collect data. It just blows my fucking mind. Like, half the time where you Google something that you might be interested in, maybe on Amazon or something like that, and then the next day there's an ad in Gmail for it. You got an ad in your email. Yeah. Shocker. Must come from Mark Zuckerberg.
All over the place. Like, not kidding, John. This just happened to me, and I wanted to bring it up.
Okay.
Before we started streaming, I was telling you I need new headphones, okay?
Yeah.
I need new headphones. So, and you're like, you should just reach out to brands and maybe someone will just hook us up or we'll do some ads for somebody or whatever. I'm like, that's a great idea. So I start looking up like good like sound canceling headphones.
Okay.
And then that wasn't even on my phone. It was on my computer. And then no joke, I was browsing Imgur on my phone on the app and I keep getting Amazon Prime ads on Imgur for like just high quality headphones for like $60. Like, there's got to be some correlation.
High quality headphones for $60 sounds good.
Well,
Roberto in chat said, as someone who buys ads on every platform, I can tell you that. So he's confirming that this is how this shit works, and he buys ads everywhere because he's Roberto Blake.
Right.
It's just like, is there a reason that everyone in Congress is old as shit? Is there like a real reason? Because maybe I'm missing something, or maybe I'm not as educated as I should be in terms of the government.
This is how I've always felt about this. Like in like with government, with society in general, I think certain levels of our society, even in America, otherwise everywhere, you know, certain aspects are growing faster than others. And like, for instance, Congress is just not keeping up with the tech world in general. Like, there's just things that are moving so fast, and like, this is even true with like with companies like having weird advertising campaigns that are almost like distasteful now, and it just like all these thoughts that are just kind of out of place. Yeah. And America's not the worst offender, but I would say we're on like the slower 50% of the countries that are progressive in a lot of ways.
It's just like there's some real shady shit going on.
Yeah.
Like, you can't say there's not shady shit going on with every company, but like with Facebook especially, yeah. And like, for some reason, they missed all that. Like, they missed so many opportunities to dig deep. Like, Mark left so many things on the table,
mm-hmm.
and they never went back and answered them. Like, real questionable stuff that they just didn't care about looking further into, and they had the chance to. I don't know why they didn't. But like, okay, one of the questions was, like, about the privacy stuff, like, obviously Facebook gives you a lot of privacy control, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can opt in and out of stuff in your privacy settings, whatever. And Mark had to keep explaining that they do give you the control and all that stuff to control your privacy. And one of the senators asked him, why is the burden on the user to opt in and out of privacy stuff?
Even the wording of calling it a burden...
Yeah.
Like,
it was burden. One said burden, one said onus, whatever. It's just like you're signing up for like a fucking social network with social things that you're supposed to be partaking in. That's the point of the fucking social network. They didn't make Facebook so you could just like friend your brother.
Uh-huh.
Fuck off and with all that garbage.
And the company has to make money. Like, you can't be like, no, don't show me any ads. I just want to see my news feed. You don't interact with it at all. And that's it. It's like, okay, so why should we give that to you for nothing then? Why should you have complete access to all this information for no reason?
Yeah. The only thing that I would say is questionable, Like, majorly questionable. There's two things. Number one, so regardless of all the chain stuff that you see, the things that I hate the most, the people are posting on Facebook about, like, copy and paste this status because Mark is going to make you pay $67 per word or something on Facebook. It's going to be a paid platform and all this stuff. And all your messages, you're going to have to pay per message, and you have to copy and paste this to make him stop. First of all, even if you did have those plans, your fucking statuses, no one gives a shit about your stupid status. Go away. Second of all, that's not a thing. However,
no.
He did say that a version of Facebook will always be free. What do you think that means?
Right. I mean, that definitely leads to there being a paid version, either ad-free or with extra features in some way. I can't really think of...
I don't think ad-free would be enough.
No. They got to
give something.
What could they add to Facebook?
For Brian, we don't... I feel like you and I, we don't personally use Facebook every day, like a lot of people. I'm struggling to think of one thing they could add to where I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'll pay $5 a month or whatever.
The only thing I could think is a lack of ads, but we need features.
Yeah, that would, like, they could pay me $5 a month and I still wouldn't use Facebook.
Yeah, I don't... No, this is terrible, but like, no one I want to know the lives of is on Facebook. If I want to know what's going on in my mom's life, I just call her.
Right.
Or my sister's life, I just... Whatever. Like, I just contact them. High school friends, whatever, doesn't matter. Internet personalities, Twitter or YouTube or Instagram. What if, like,
type
what,
F to Facebook pay respect?
Right, exactly.
So Viper mentioned that people are gullible. Speaking of, no joke, in comment sections of the show today, for some reason, some dude just went and posted it on every show and emailed me that he got an email from Mark Zuckerberg, and this guy, I don't know if he's a kid, was giving me inside information because Mark Zuckerberg sent him in particular an email.
He's a very lucky guy.
And that email was literally saying, like, all the rumors are true. You're going to have to pay for Facebook. It's going to be 67 cents because our servers are crowded or something. And it was this long thing. This fucking dude fell for it and then sent it to me as if he had inside information because out of everyone in the world, Mark Zuckerberg emailed him. If you're watching the show, dude.
He's a very important man, John.
I'm not, like, trying to pick on you, but Jesus fuck. Come on. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's like, you mean, like, John, a Nigerian prince. Like, could you believe
it? I'm listening. Go on.
Has emailed me, and all I have to do is send a signed money order check with my social security card, driver's license, my cat.
Okay.
To Nigeria?
To Nigeria.
Give me his fortune. And it's like, I can't believe that.
How much is the fortune, though?
Oh, I mean,
it might be worth it.
Trillions.
Yeah, trillions of dollars.
You haven't seen Black Panther, but the same way Wakanda works, it's a hidden shadow nation with the most advanced technology on Earth. That's kind of like what he's got going on. So he'll just provide me with a perfect living for me and my future generations. So I should really just send him my entire life in a box.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So can I do that as well? Is he offering
for me? He only reached out to me. Just to me.
Okay.
Like, well, I won the game of life.
I'm very jealous. So. Very, very jealous.
It was very, very lucky of me. I'm very important. So.
The Lego Brickberry said, John, what is your cat's name? Batcat is the cat's name. So.
Very important questions.
Right. So just a heads up. This show is already available on iTunes and Google Play.
Yep.
Did we mention this at the beginning of the show or was that just the pre-show?
That was the pre-show.
Okay, cool. So iTunes, Google Play, the show is already there. We prepared for this before you guys knew about it, before we actually did the first episode. So if you search iTunes, if you search for Recycle Bin, or on Google Play, you search Recycle Bin, or any podcast app that is your favorite, most likely you will find it. If you do search for the audio version on your favorite podcast client, you don't find the show, let us know, and we'll make sure that we talk to the people that make the app, and we'll get it in there. It would really help as well. We've done this before. We've had top chart podcasts before, and we always have a plan going into this. And now we have an even bigger Front Page Tech army. So I think that it could go extremely well for us. If you have an iOS device, and you, even if you plan to listen to the podcast on YouTube because you want to see the video version, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and leave a review. If you do both of those things, leave it 5 stars, you know, say good things about us, leave a review. Everyone that's watching this, go, if you have an iOS device, and leave a review. Even if you never plan on watching this show, or rather listening to the show on iTunes, leave the review, because if that happens, we have a chance of getting a new and noteworthy, the top charts of iTunes, getting more people. And of course, if you are just listening to the show, the video version is on YouTube and we record it live. I think we got all that out of the way. We good?
Oh yeah, super super good. So speaking of shady things, Facebook, really really kind of creepy stuff, shadow profiles,
dude, fuck all of that.
Shadow profiles. So for people who don't know what a shadow profile is or could be, explain.
So essentially, there is a good chance that especially if you had a Facebook profile before, if you had an account,
yes, previous user,
yeah, especially that. But even if you don't have an account, Facebook most likely does have data on you,
right?
And
that is the creepiest thing,
yeah,
in the world.
But it could, okay, so their excuse might be, you know, just in case you make an account later on. To me, that's not a good excuse, but...
It's not a good excuse, no.
But, like, so essentially the way it works is, like, so Facebook's API is in a lot of different things. Like, even your favorite blogs, tech audience, if you read tech blogs, most of them, if not all of them, have, like, a share button, share to Facebook, in which the Facebook API is integrated in some way and also tracking you while you're on that site. So,
right.
And it's taking that information and storing it fucking who knows where and creating a shadow profile based off of you. Brian, how do you feel? Tell the audience how you feel.
I mean, from a completely non, like, evil perspective, I'm sure it's fine. However,
from a non-evil perspective,
we don't know how non-evil Facebook is,
right?
So it's very creepy, and it makes so much sense too when you really think about it, because I gather articles for the show every single day,
right?
And every single website I go to, you know, download the article for, share the Facebook button. And I'm sure these files or these shadow profiles are built up as like little things, maybe by IP addresses first. But they collect, like, browsing history, and it's like, oh, you like cat videos.
Right.
Oh, you watch a lot of cat videos. Do you have a YouTube account? You do. You're commenting. And then right. It slowly builds up this weird thing, and it's like the missing link is a Facebook profile. And it's just really unsettling to think about. Like, that they could have all this information for no reason.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I don't like it.
And like,
it was icky.
To clear stuff up, Facebook is not selling your data that we know of. They're not selling it. That data is, however, used. Like, one of the senators was like, if you're not selling my data, how can an advertiser target like me based on my location or if I'm white or black or whatever? Like, how does the advertiser know? Facebook is not right. selling that information to the advertiser. The advertiser is just telling Facebook, hey, show my shit to this person. And based off of the information that Facebook has internally on Facebook, that's how they show
it. The
advertiser never sees it. Yeah. And to me,
it's all algorithms.
That's some of the best shit that's ever happened to advertising ever. Because now, instead of having to spend like thousands and thousands of dollars to reach everybody and hope that a fraction of those people are the people that you need to reach, now you can just target the specific people that you know will need to see your thing, and you don't have to spend all that extra money. I think
it's definitely better.
Confirm.
It's definitely better getting ads that are at least relevant to you. It doesn't make it less creepy,
right?
But it is better.
It's much better.
I mean, if I get an ad right now for like Domino's Pizza, buy one get one free, they know that ad was targeted to Brian,
right?
Like
that's for Brian.
And that's a useful ad. I'm happy about right. that. I didn't know that there was a Domino's deal going on.
Right.
And that bettered my life.
For sure.
So it might be worth the creep factor just for the less annoying
ads. It's worth it.
I don't know.
It's worth it for me. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Okay, so real quick, before we roll into the other stories, I just want to let you know that this episode, the first episode of Recycle Bin, is brought to you by eHarmony people, friends, family, anyone who's listening.
Lovers.
Lovers, especially. What's more important than the latest iPhone rumor or what's happening to Facebook? Love is more important because love is forever, right? This Congress hearing is over. Mark Zuckerberg will be fine. This will all blow over. But love, my friends, is forever. And while you're wasting your time swiping left and right on these stupid dating apps that don't care about who you're matched with, it's all based on looks. eHarmony has science involved, yo, and that they match you with people that are literally like scientifically chemistry-like supposed to be matched with you, connected with you, based off of like a bunch of questions in a questionnaire and their interests, and boom, there you go. You have a like-minded individual that you are matched with, and guess what, Brian? They've connected what, so John? Many people. So many people have used eHarmony and had successful relationships and have been married for years. Like, when do you ever hear of a couple meeting on Tinder that and then the story ends with like, oh yeah, we've been married for 5 years?
Not never.
Every Tinder story I've ever heard, and I'm not supposed to mention the T word, but every, you know, Binder story I've ever heard always ends with, oh yeah, we went out that one night and he put a pickle in my butt and I never talked to him again. He's blocked.
And the tragedy was that, you know, the other person wasn't into butt pickles. And right. they would have known that if they communicated better.
Right. Which, you could tell that you're interested. You could tell people that you're interested in butt pickles on eHarmony. You could just get exactly. that out in the open. So then it would match you with people that also like butt pickles. That there's science involved. eHarmony is the best place to start a meaningful relationship. And you get started right now if you sign up for a 3-month subscription. Get this. If you sign up for a 3-month subscription to eHarmony, you get a free month. One whole free month on us because we love you. Just use the promo code FPT when you go to eHarmony.com. And, of course, all that stuff is down in the show notes. eHarmony, thanks for supporting the show. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about some Android stuff.
Oh, so okay. So the lack of updates, is that what we're going for?
How the fake
manufacturers the fake. God, this is so infuriating. Why are all these stories so stupid?
Like,
why?
I'm sorry, you're so disappointed. It's a real thing. We just talked about it on last night's show. Manufacturers are literally giving fake security patches for Android. Not all of them. But some of them and some manufacturers, like especially ZTE and stuff, are maybe like 5 to 12 patches behind where you are like super vulnerable in terms of security. You do not have the latest security patch for Android and you could get super hacked by those hackers of the world and you think that you're up to date because your phone tells you you're up to date. You installed a security patch that was labeled security patch, but it was actually just air. You didn't get anything. They lied
to you.
That's
the worst part. It's fine for companies to be behind on a patch. Like, hey, sorry, we're trying to this working with our specific Android skin or whatever. But downloading an update and then the update just being a nothing, being 10 megabytes, 100 megabytes of nothing, and then just deleting itself, being like, you're good. Totally safe.
Most of the major manufacturers like Samsung and stuff, like they might miss like an update or something. But supposedly they're good. It's like Huawei and Xiaomi and ZTE, basically Chinese manufacturers is what's doing it.
Well, I mean,
HTC was also in the bunch. It's just like, what the why? How is that okay? Like, there has to be a lawsuit.
It is weird. It is weird. I wonder where the fallout, like how does that work? Because these companies are clearly putting out like nicer phones. So what dictates, like, are they just taking developers away from security updates to put towards other things? They can't afford to push it out.
The updates are pushed by Google. Like, it's Google saying, okay, listen, there was a bunch of vulnerabilities. These are to fix those things. And
so,
it's so like,
where's the
I don't,
disconnect there?
It could be, this is definitely not in carriers. So a lot of the fragmentation with Android happens because you're dealing with the manufacturer pushing the update and a carrier pushing the update over the air. But this just seems like manufacturers, like, not, I don't know if they don't have
like
enough resources.
Keep up with Google? So that's what I mean. Like what's the issue here? Like, how can there be such a disparate, you know?
But, like, why not say something? Why not?
Yeah.
It would be so much easier for me to go and see my security patch and be like, okay, last updated August 2015. I'd be like, oh, that was a long time ago. But you're telling me that I got an update last month and it was nothing?
Yeah. It's like, just not real? That's much worse.
That's bullshit garbage. And that shouldn't be okay. And we should expect lawsuits at some point.
Yeah. This was based off
of like a study in Germany, some like fucking lab in Germany. But like if something more official could happen and like dig up this information, I could guarantee there'd be some sort of lawsuit.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure people have like a ZTE phone customer, and like this is just okay. I used to sell cell phones, and the majority of the people that I've
just seen, imagine you with a fucking jacket where you're like, hey, you want to buy a phone?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, pretty much. But the majority of people who I would run into who would want to buy a ZTE or a cheaper Huawei or an Alcatel, you know, cheap phones. They're either not like technical, they don't care. Old, elderly, you know, also not technical.
There's old or congressmen.
They can't really afford the newer phones.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly the people who really can like could really use a data breach. Like or would know how to handle it. You know, it's never going to be the people who are like, oh, I'll just change all my passwords. It's like, oh, what has happened? Everything is gone. My bank is accessed. Like,
yeah, it's
making it sense.
And I wish there was more to say about it, but it's just so. It's like beyond stupid? Fucked up. Yeah, it's stupid and fucked up, and just like how.
And it's the intention as well. Like, if these companies are pushing these empty security updates, like, they're clearly putting on a show.
Right.
Like, they're just like, yeah, you're definitely safe. Don't worry about it. We got you back.
It's just...
And it's like...
But the worst part to me is like, what if we found out just one company was doing this, and they'd be like, whoa, that's crazy. But like, a lot of them are doing it? This was like an idea that a lot of them had? How?
Now, I could see missing a few security updates being like, maybe if Samsung misses an update, it's going to be like, well, this one really isn't all that pertinent to our, like,
according to Samsung.
Security update for, exactly, like, yeah, for Samsung. It's like, well, it's the default Android messaging app and people are using ours, so we're not going to be focused on that too much.
Right.
But to be like 12 updates, those aren't all unimportant. There's got to be something there that you need, right?
You need all of it. Security, like, okay, if I'm not on the latest version of Android, okay, whatever. But like a security patch, that's what I'm missing?
Yeah.
Fuck off. Moving on. The fucking worst. A couple more stories to hammer out before our Q&A. HomePod isn't selling well, and I know it's hard. It's hard to admit. It's hard to realize. We didn't see this coming. And it's really just kind of like a hit right in my heart, and I feel bad. I had no idea this was going to happen. Totally unexpected. That was a lie.
I mean, it's an extremely advanced speaker. It is a speaker. That is it, right? Yeah.
If question for Bern and everyone watching. Yeah.
Sure.
If Apple pitched this as just a really good Sono style speaker. This is a really good speaker and you should buy it because it sounds good because it's really good. Would they have sold more?
I bet they would definitely have had less returns. They probably would have had more like happy customers. Even if it was more, the sales were more laid back.
Yeah.
The customers would have probably kept it. I bet there's a lot of returns on the HomePod. Like, where's the smart functionality? Because I mean, Apple's one of those companies that people line up to buy it without any knowledge of it.
Right.
So they probably took the HomePod home and nothing.
They could have set the expectations. It was like, this is just a really good sounding speaker. Enjoy. And people would have been pleased. But they put it in a market that is the market right now is killing it. Google Home, Amazon Echo, great.
With actual good products. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if Apple released this in 2014, this would have been great. Everyone would have gone crazy over this. But like, Siri is the dumbest personal assistant. That's just the truth.
Not great.
Alexa's way, 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 way past Siri. And Google Home is way past both of those. So, like, it's just, if to call it a smart speaker and put it in a market where competition of smart speakers is actually very good and Apple's late to the party, how can anyone be shocked that this thing isn't selling well? And it doesn't work with Bluetooth. It works really well with Apple Music and not as great with other music streaming services, which is fine because Apple's a closed ecosystem, whatever, walled garden bullshit. Yeah. That's fine. Poor Gargan. But then on top of that, it's super expensive and it leaves white stains on your table. And Apple's response to that was just like, oh, don't put it on wood.
The stains aren't the worst part. The price is the worst part. $400.
Like, get the fuck out of here, Apple. Get out of here. I don't want them to give up on it. I just want it to be better. Like, come back.
Yeah.
I feel like you could even just update the thing, the current one, and make it better. Or hopefully next year when you release another one, when you release the new one, it's not shit. That would be perfect. On the last story of the day.
Yeah, I didn't know. Nothing to add there. It's just a sad fucking speaker.
All these stories really suck. This week has sucked. Last story is about iTunes going away. Well, the traditional iTunes, like where you pay 99 cents, a dollar, whatever for a song iTunes.
It makes sense. It's from a bygone era where people had MP3 players and plugged them into their computer every day to sync up their iTunes library with their iPods, and
That's
not really a thing.
I mean, it revolutionized the music, and that brought the music industry back.
Oh yeah, like, it was amazing.
The music was fucking dying. Like, the industry was dying because the internet came along and everyone was pirating music, and Apple made it more convenient to just buy the music than it was to pirate the music and get it for free.
Yeah.
And they revolutionized the industry, and now we're just past that. We're streaming music, you pay it one fixed monthly rate, and you get all the songs ever. That's fucking great.
Except Tool. They're not on Pandora or Spotify, so.
What a shame. Rip. Dude, and every time I mention this in the comment section where I'm just like, just buy Spotify, or anytime we talk about like the different tiers of Spotify, inevitably every time the comment section is, or you could just download the hacked APK. Oh, I just download music for free. Like, no, you're not fucking cool. You're just a fucking asshole. Get out of here. You're not cool, and your comments aren't funny. Fuck you. That's not a thing. And by the way, the hacked Spotify APK, fucking gone. Spotify knows what you're doing, and they're fucking tinkering shit around, and pretty soon you won't be able to do that. So have fun with your free hacked music and continue being an asshole because you don't want to pay, what is it, $10 a month? Less if you're a fucking student, you peasant. Pay $10 a month and get music.
You can, I'm not sure if it's still going on. I'm going to double check before I say it. Let me see here. There was a Hulu and Spotify deal going on. You can get both for $13 a month.
Streaming music takes up data. Most of the music streaming service, this was another thing, like, you need to be connected. No, you fucking don't. You got Wi-Fi? Okay, go home and download the songs that you want. Oh, believe it or not, these streaming services offer a really revolutionary thing where it's called downloading, and you can download the things and have them stored locally on your device. So when you're out and about and you don't want to waste data, there you go. There you fucking go.
Got a little heated there, huh?
People, man. People.
Oof.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof, indeed.
Oh. How long have we been going for?
I think we're just about our right time. Like, maybe a little bit over a half hour.
Yeah, Recycle Bane. That's what we shot for, huh?
Recycle Bane. John calls you to get off of his lawn for an hour. Yep. Get off my fucking lawn, kids.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of
you yelling. Go ahead.
It happens, though. Like, especially after a shitty week of shitty stories.
Right.
Okay. Holy shit, you have the longest name ever. Oh, it's an element. Okay. I pay $14 a month for my entire family to have Spotify. Entire family! Fucking hackers aren't cool because you don't have $14. You're not cool because you're just getting free music. By saying, well, I just hack it and I get free music, you're also saying, I don't have $14. You're not cool.
Sorry for everybody listening to the podcast.
Okay. So moving on, before we jump into Q&A, we do have one more sponsor. I'm going to skip that story. Fuck it.
No more last story.
If we talk about another stupid story, you both and our both of us, our fucking brain's gonna melt out of our ears.
Kind of a dumb one, yeah. So we will just skip it, I guess.
Okay. So last sponsor of the day. Thank you to Sonal Sound for supporting Recycle Bin, the brand new podcast. They supplied us with fucking everything. The mics, the mic arm. Okay, so literally, we just told Sonal. So they, you can't even see it. It's up there. They sent. They've been supplying our mics for a while. So we have lavalier mics that we've been using from Sonal on the show. We use a shotgun mic right now from them. A fantastic, my favorite mic I've ever used. Shotgun mic that is right up there that is in every episode of From Pitch Deck. It's the mic we use. And when we said, hey, we're doing a podcast, they sent us 20 pounds of audio gear for this podcast. Yep. It would not be possible without them. So thank you to Sonal Sound. Really great guys over there. Love working with them. And they make really great audio gear. It's not just like high quality stuff, but it's actually like they put attention into their audio gear in a way that a lot of manufacturers don't, where they don't just make the product, but it's actually like fine-tuned purposely for dialogue, which is really, really great. So if you're interested, sonalsound.com. Those links are down in the show notes below. Really affordable stuff and really great stuff that is geared for you, the pro level. If you guys have heard of Pioneer, no, not Pioneer. Who is it? There's a Sonal is actually like the pro level brand of something else. Starts with a P.
Gotcha.
I can't remember. But either way, it doesn't fucking matter. Because Sonal Sound is the pro level. That's what you want. SonalSound.com. Really affordable and geared towards you, you YouTuber professional. And thanks to Sonal Sound for not even budging. Just fucking sending us 20 pounds of audio gear because we said, hey, we want to do a podcast. What kind of life, Brian? What kind of spoiled little children are we? We're just like, hey, we want to do a podcast. Okay, here's all the things to do a podcast with. So thank
here's
you to Sonal Sound.
Everything you may need.
Yeah, thank you to Sonal Sound. Thank you for supporting the show and our community. Okay, Bern, Q&A time. Q&A. This last half hour of the show is dedicated to you guys. I haven't been timing the show, so I don't know how long it's been. But this is for you guys, the audience watching live. Again, if you're listening after the fact and you want to make sure that you can interact and like ask questions and actually be in the show, it's very, very easy. Just tune in Saturday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can watch the live stream, be here for a pre-show, post-show, and during the show, interact live, and boom, there you go. This last half is for you, the community. Ask away, and we'll answer your questions.
First thing I saw that stood out to me was a $2 Super Chat donation from Paul Grossclose. I cannot wait to use that shotgun mic. Here's $2. He has got on the Sonal train.
Yeah.
And he's
he asked what mic I use, and I told him. Sonal sounds the way to go, yo. Sonal Sound is the way to go.
Tia asking if we have used eHarmony.
I had to make an account for eHarmony, right?
You did.
I had to because we can't just take money from a person, from a sponsor, and just say words. So yeah, I had to make an account for them. I have like a free year with eHarmony.
Oh, dude, did you fill out all the I've done the thing.
I can confirm that it works beautifully. It works nicely. But I'm not going to actively use that because now the point is gone. Because now you know I have an account. Right. And now all my shit's just going to be filled with you guys, the audience, going to my fucking eHarmony account trying to find me and trying to match with me. So, no.
I mean, I'd want to match with you, John, if I could. I didn't use eHarmony. I already have a fiance. So we don't really need it. We're good. I got the one that's covered. The base is covered.
Yeah.
Don't need it currently.
eHarmony is not the place where married people go to cheat either. That is a fun statistic.
Or to add a third wheel. Don't really need that either. Hey, have you gotten any matches yet, John, on your eHarmony profile?
I haven't checked.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. I just literally did it to make sure it works. So when I speak highly of them on the show, it works.
And this time of the podcast is going to be used for not just tech questions, but also funny questions. So ask whatever you want, and we will entertain your ears.
This is your chance to ask any question you want, as we would do normally on the Saturday live streams. Are you looking for pizza delivery? It's gone. I can't see it anymore.
Let Domino's fill that special place in your heart. It might sound cheesy, but we want you to be want to be your favorite pizzeria. That's a really good ad.
Dude, I wish... Very good. I wish... I wish Domino's would go ahead and
I'd be so into that.
That'd be fucking phenomenal. That'd be like a highlight of my life if Domino's sponsored us. Pizza Hut, Domino's. Yeah. Listen, whoever comes first, really, you're welcome. Nat said that most of our audience is male. That is very true. I think actually, we're getting more females now. At one point, we had like more a 98% female. Male ratio. There was there was no ladies in the building. But now we have a 90% male ratio. That means there's 10% somewhere. There's 10% of you women. That's exciting. That's exciting. We need more girls in here. It's a sausage party in this audience. We need less of that.
$2 super chat from Randy Williams Jr. Do you watch sports? What's your favorite team? I don't really watch sports. I mean, I could sit down and watch a football game, watch a basketball game. Really can't sit down and watch baseball. It doesn't really have the same spice.
I love baseball.
For me.
I used to play baseball all the time when I was active.
I'll root for whomever I'm watching the game with or whatever team they're watching. But I don't really have any love for it. You know,
someone said, please don't do embedded ads. It's annoying. I don't care. That's how it works. That first of all, that's what we got to do contractually. But second of all, he suggested doing it in the beginning. We can't do them in the beginning because if you are new to this podcast, if you've never heard it before, and the first episode you hear, the first few minutes are just people doing ads, you're not going to want to listen to the rest. First impressions are everything, and we're not going to start out with an ad. We'll do it throughout the show. So there you go. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Roberto asked...
Well said, Jen.
What we thought about esports. Burn, your thoughts? Esports?
I don't really keep up with it. I watch some tournaments, but like, if there's any drama going on, I don't really know. You give us a rundown, Roberto, and we'll give you our opinions.
Well, I think he meant our thoughts. Because I've been seeing him tweet about like how legitimate it is.
Oh, really?
Like how people are taking it more seriously now because of Ninja and stuff. I feel like I've always done that. I've always taken it seriously.
Yeah. I've been watching like competitive video game, like esports, whatever, for a really long time. Like since I was like for about 10 years, like just whenever I'd feel like watching it on YouTube or like, sometimes it was even on TV back with Tech TV and G4. I've always thought it was really legit because just like, you know, an athlete has like a highly trained physique, body, and skill set. People who play video games professionally, that shit's really impressive. Like they're on a different level than our little Fortnite people here. Like, and also we haven't won a game yet. Someone asked how many wins we have in Fortnite. Myself and John together.
Oh,
hang on, together in duos we have zero. Solo has zeros. I think we have one or two squad wins. And a couple of the 50, the larger team wins.
Yeah, so I don't. I understand how legitimate esports is, and I fully respect it. I'm just not like, I used to play a lot of video games when I was little, and somehow that like just evolved into other stuff, and I stopped playing video games. And I think now I've started playing more video games than I have in like 10 years.
Like, yeah, well, I mean, every night for the past few months, we've been playing Fortnite, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, PUBG. Last night, we just spent hours in Rainbow Six Siege playing with a couple friends from the community, and that was a lot of fun.
I feel like I'm slowly getting my foot in. I'm saying that, but like realistically, I've been playing games with you every night for like 6 months, maybe. Like,
Warcraft, it's been very consistent.
I just jumped into video games again.
Yeah, what's your highest level on World of Warcraft? You have like a level 80 something?
Yeah.
No, 70 something.
I haven't played it in months though. It was like
been a while.
Like at first I thought I was going through a phase, and I guess my mindset is still, oh, I'm in a phase, but I'm not. I guess I'm just in it now. I've been doing it long enough to where like I must like video games again.
Right. I guess Roberto was specifically mentioning the fact that esports is exploding and the numbers are huge. And that's good. I'm really happy that's a thing. I'm happy it's becoming more mainstream. I mean, for a long time, I mean, a lot of geeks, gamers, or nerds can relate. Like, it wasn't exactly cool to be into that sort of thing, video games or tech or otherwise.
Yeah.
So it's nice that it's coming back into like it's okay and cool now.
Well, I feel like that's with new media in general. Like when we were in school, I think we've talked about this before. But, like, I feel like if you and I did this in school, it would have been this foreign thing. Like, people would, it would have been weird. But nowadays, if we were in school now and doing this, it would just be, like, totally accepted and probably be pretty cool.
Especially has a YouTube
with the audience we have now. But, like, when I had stuff in high school and kids made fun of me all the time for a YouTube channel.
I made fun of you because it was funny.
I know.
$5 super chat from, wow, what a name. Yeah, that is some type of element, like you said. $5. Thank you, sir. How do you feel about the Facebook Mike conspiracy listening to conversations?
It's not happening.
Not happening, right? Yeah, it was like
Zuckerberg confirmed
or whatever.
It under oath or whatever. Yeah. It's either way, it's not just because it happens, a coincidence happens in a fucking viral video doesn't mean that it's real, that they're listening to your mic. And even Mark Zuckerberg confirmed, like, because this was supposed to be the happy half of the podcast.
Oh,
the
no.
Fucking senator was like, why does Facebook need access to my microphone if you're not spying on me? Because you fucking record videos with it! In Messenger, you fucking idiot! You can record videos in Messenger, and guess what? You can send voice messages in Messenger, and guess how you do that? You let it listen to you through your fucking microphone!
Your hair is real scary.
Christ! Anyway, to answer your question, no. There's no conspiracy.
No,
it's not happening. It's been confirmed that it's not happening.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm calm. What is the weesna? Woosna? What is that? What's the word?
I don't know, dude. Calm? What are you talking about?
Weesna is the fucking song from, not the song, the sound that SpongeBob makes for his fucking seahorse. Weesna! Yeah.
Question from Thomas. What are your favorite games besides Fortnite, PUBG, Rainbow Six? I mean, the only one you've really played other than that is like World of Warcraft recently.
I like WoW.
You haven't really. Yeah, you
Which
like
I
all
made
those.
Fun of WoW for so long.
Dude, I've been playing WoW, World of Warcraft, since 2008 and off and on, different expansions.
Roberto said you can make John's calls and messenger too. You can make calls and messenger too. That's right.
Thank you, Roberto.
Another reason they need your microphone.
And John would always make fun of me for it. And little did he know, or little did past John know, that he would eventually have a subscription and have a nice high-level character and enjoy his life very much so. I have a question for you, just because I'm curious, because
for
we
me?
Started playing Rainbow Six. Yeah, Rainbow Six Siege recently. Definitely a different feel than PUBG or Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we've moved progressively to Rainbow Six. We started with Fortnite, and then we got PUBG. Mm-hmm. And now we're really into Rainbow Six. Are you enjoying Rainbow Six more than the other two games?
It's more,
for different
it's
reasons?
Far more satisfying.
I
just feel like it's better maintained and better like tinkered with. Like,
right. I mean, definitely true for PUBG.
It's more accurate. Is what I'm trying to say. It's more accurate. Like
you mean like realistic or like?
Yeah, it's more accurate to like the way I would expect to shoot a gun. Like in PUBG, okay.
I gotcha.
My best example in fucking Siege, I can like just peek. I can just peek over a little barrier and go right into somebody's face. But if I'm in front of a barrier in PUBG or in front of a window and I can see the person, just because I can see him in PUBG doesn't mean I can shoot him, because I'll most likely just shoot the fucking barrier in front of me and just put a hole and give away my location. But with Siege, if you see the person, shocker, you can shoot the person. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And the game. But like, I also love the badassery. I love feeling like a fucking super badass SWAT agent and.
And, you know, that's a big thing, too. Like, all the action is condensed into little, like, few-minute rounds. One of the things PUBG, I'm not sure if you've been looking at this, John, there's a new PUBG map out. It's in testing right now, and you can get beta access to it or whatever. It's essentially like a Fortnite style map in PUBG. So like everything's super condensed, smaller, within like I think it's actually a quarter of the size, if I remember correctly. It's really, really tiny in comparison, and everything it's the same amount of players, and it's all just really intense.
I like that, but like, Fortnite is always going to have a special place in my heart. I really like the like cartoony goofiness of Fortnite. Like,
yeah.
I like that game's not trying to be. It's not claiming to be the super accurate, like, really realistic gun fucking battle game. It's just goofy. And I really like that. It's like a Team Fortress 2 is like way too goofy for me. That's like too cartoon.
Interesting.
And
yeah, I could
PUBG
see that.
Is really great, and Fortnite is a nice in between to those games. I feel like.
Right. I have to agree.
If that makes sense.
Let's see. John from UTR Live, you have to pick one right now and use it for the next month. Would it be the Pixel 2 XL or the iPhone 10? And why?
Pixel 2 XL.
Because you wouldn't use the iPhone for a month? You wouldn't use the iPhone 10 for a month?
I would use an iPhone 10, but he was asking me he was wanting me to make a choice. And like,
well, yeah,
my choice isn't in hardware. I don't give a fuck about the hardware. I say this all the time. I hate when people can like compare or try to compare like iPhone 10 and Galaxy S8. That's not the fair comparison. Hardware is whatever. Like, you're talking about two different OSs, two different platforms here. I prefer Android right now. So if you give me a choice between like, I don't even care if it's an $8,000 phone. If it has iOS on it, I'm still going to choose an Android device because that's what I prefer right now. That's just how it is.
I think my choice would be related to like, I would pick the iPhone just because it's the iPhone 10 is it's a more unique experience right now. I feel like, I'm just going off of like, I mean, it's the Pixel 2 XL has Android. It's great. I prefer it, but the iPhone 10 is like a new direction for Apple, and like the general usability is different than a normal iPhone. And I'm interested in that, but that's it. I don't want either. Really. I'm happy with my phone. $5 from 30 day reviews. Thank you, sir. Because I love yo faces, even if they do need more hair. Hashtag bearded jern. Hashtag stashed burn. Oh, God. I do not want a mustache.
You have John, the stash.
Should we commit to growing mustaches?
I don't think I can.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never tried.
I have a shit ton of facial hair, but it's blonde.
Yeah.
I need to, like, grow up and be more manly and, like, have darker facial hair. Maybe I'll just dye all my hair.
There you go. Dye it all black. I'm sure that'll look fine.
Someone asked what the tattoo on my arms is. This one is in kanji, Japanese kanji, and says honor, love, family, and strength. And this one says I can and I will. And fucking can't even see it in English because that's the language I speak.
It's also backwards
for you, not for them.
All right. Trying to pick out some more questions here. Let's see.
Think Apple will try to acquire a movie TV streaming service since they're going to do that with Apple Music.
What? You didn't read the question.
In my head, I did. I understood it.
Do you think Apple will try to acquire a movie TV streaming service since they are going to just do that with Apple Music?
They could acquire Netflix.
Yeah, I mean,
that could be a smart move.
That'd be a lot of money.
Apple's got the most money out of any company.
But like,
and Netflix is not doing great. Like, they have really high subscriber numbers and stuff, but it's really hard for them to profit. Like, they are in massive amounts of debt. Like a ridiculous amount of debt.
Yeah.
Because of licensing and all that shit.
I don't know. I mean, but if you buy Netflix, you're taking on a whole world of shit with like they now produce movies. Like, that's fucking crazy. TV shows, movies. Yeah. Can you imagine seeing produced by Apple?
Why are you people telling me to yell Zuck?
I don't know. They really, really want you to yell Zuck. I like this question.
Zuck! That was really...
I prefer this question from Fucko the Clown.
Fucko.
It's just Brian and John. Funyuns?
Yes. I like Funyuns.
They're a little like, if you eat too many, they start to like fuck up your cheeks and your tongue because they're real coarse and rough. So I prefer.
Someone asked what the tunes before the stream was. Ugh.
Oh, he does. Yeah, you look that up. I'll find more questions.
Okay, I'm looking.
God, people really wanted you to yell Zuck, didn't they?
I don't know why.
Man. Oh. This one from UTR Live. Just answered your question, buddy. Said, thanks for the response. He carries both phones. Interesting. I hate the transitional period of living with, like, you just got a cell phone, but you haven't moved everything over yet. So you got two phones for, like, a couple days.
Right.
I hate that. I usually breaks my brain.
I just usually commit and just carry it anyway.
Well, like, no, I try to commit, but there's certain things like either you need to sit down and transfer all your stuff, or like you're not prepared to switch phones, so like not everything's backed up, mm-hmm. you know, or it just doesn't work out that way. God, I hate that feeling. Good on you for carrying both phones though, especially from two different OSs.
Bad news, whoever was asking me. I don't know the names of those songs. Maybe I'll figure it out by next week. I really should put like the names of the songs like on the starting screen, starting Zoom screen. So while it's playing, they know if they're interested.
Question mostly for you, John, from Nick Martinez. Does anyone here like the WWE?
I used to be way into it.
Not anymore.
No. I'll like for like big events, maybe like a WrestleMania or something. I'll be like, okay, where are you guys at? But like, I was it was fucking my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like I knew the history of favorite.
Who's your favorite oiled buff man? Or buff lady?
Well, when I was a kid, it was sort of when Goldberg first came around, and like that dude was just like every time he was in a building, it felt like an event. And that he like stands out. Him and The Undertaker, The Rock, Stone Cold, you know, the good ones.
So I feel like I don't follow wrestling. I mean, I appreciate what they do, what the wrestlers do. I know it's insanely physical and it's very impressive. But have we as a society, it's no longer a joke. Have we just accepted that wrestling's fake?
Oh yeah.
And a big act?
Yeah.
Like, I know people have always kind of known, but like I feel like there's more people coming out and saying it now.
Yeah, like the WWE admits it, like it's all
okay, that's what I was wondering. Like,
yeah, no one's lying to you and trying to say that it's not real. It's just a manly fucking soap opera. That's what it is. Right.
I was just wondering, like, that they've now come out and just been like, yeah, it's obviously fake. People aren't. They did that a while ago.
I remember the first time it happened for me. And they had come out, and like, there was a few times where they were forced to come out because like some scandal happened where maybe it was over steroids or over concussions or something where they had to admit like on national TV that it's not real to get themselves out of trouble.
Gotcha.
But what happened to me was like, there was a certain storyline. I told you about this one time, Brian. There was a certain storyline where, and I had believed it was real. Maybe I was 10, maybe less than that. Is John a human? He drank the water. It's tea. So yes, I'm a human. there was a storyline where Vince McMahon, the chairman of WWE, blew up in a limo. He got in a limo and it fucking exploded. Oh, right? Right? He was dead. Okay. So for weeks, this dude was dead. It was like this big thing that we watched live on TV, this horrible, horrible thing. It was like, even back then, I was into conspiracy theories. Like, I was like hardcore watching people analyze the footage of Vince McMahon exploding in a limo. And like, this is how much time passed. He could have gotten out of the limo. He could have hid in the bush.
Gotcha. Whatever.
And then all of a sudden, the whole Chris Benoit thing happened where he, fucking murdered his family and himself, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The day that happened, before they knew that he fucking murdered his family, all they knew was he was found dead. Uh-huh. And that night for Raw on a Monday, there was nobody in the arena. They cleared out the arena. It was completely empty. And it opened up with Vince McMahon, the dude that died, standing in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Because you were young.
Yeah, he was dead. I fucking watched him die. And then he was in the middle of the ring. And I'm just like, what? And then that's when he like came out and was like, our storyline was supposed to be this tonight. But in real life, Chris Benoit is dead. Oh. And I was like, everything is different now. My whole life is
different. Your mind blew. Yeah.
It's not real.
Right.
Yeah. That was the most we've ever talked about wrestling. That's for sure.
I find as I'm getting older, I appreciate wrestling more, but like not enough to watch it. I just really like appreciate like what they do.
Well, I feel like before it was just like, it was like me making fun of WoW. It's like, oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But now like,
it's pretty accurate.
As an adult, you can imagine someone your age trying to be as physical as them and put on this performance, making it look real.
It's incredible.
And a lot of times it is real. Like they are getting hit. They are getting thrown. That's obviously happening. They're fucking picking each other up in the air, jumping off ladders. And almost killing each other.
John Cena just did a video with, I think, Wired, where he was answering some questions on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And someone asked him, like, do you really get hit with a chair, with a folding chair? Like, what does that feel like?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we really get hit with folding chairs.
Yeah.
And he said something like, it feels like a bunch of angry bees in your soul.
Well, back in the day, they used to hit each other in the head for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things they're not allowed to do anymore. Like when they punch each other, you can't have a closed fist, so you got to have it like opened a little, so it like absorbs the impact.
Gotcha.
You can't hit each other in the head with chairs anymore. That's literally not allowed. But like back in the day, before they were like, "Oh, you can hurt your brain and be stupid for the rest of your life," they were just hitting each other in the fucking head with steel.
Oh God. $2 from Nick Martinez. Thank you, sir. My dream smartphone would have a 7.2-inch 4K display. That sounds really big.
Yeah, that does sound really big.
And that battery life would suck a bunch of dick.
So but, I like my out, Xperia something or other.
Uh-huh.
Xperia Big is what it's called. But like, I'm starting to think this is too big for me. I mean, I like it. I like having a big phone, but like...
Like the general phone size.
Yeah, but if I hold my S8 Plus... it feels better. It just feels like... I think this is a great size. I remember when I had this, I wanted just the S8 because I felt this was too big. But now I think this is the best size. Just more like... the screen can be big, but like I think that what's kind of hindering this is the fact that it's fucking square.
It's chunky.
It doesn't feel compact in any way.
Yeah, my OnePlus 5, comfy in the hand. Nice and really curved like on the back and everything. Phone. Yeah, I like that. This is like perfect territory. I had a Nexus 6P, and that motherfucker was
also
that's the biggest phone I've ever owned.
Also, yours was free, which is the best kind of phone.
Yep, they hooked us up. So thank you, OnePlus. Or wait, was it OnePlus or was it some other company?
Uh oh.
Thank you,
Gearbest
for sending the phone.
Yeah.
El Jefe reviews $5. Thank you, sir. Gaming preference: console, PC, or mobile. We are primarily PC gamers, although I have a PS4, which I use for Blu-rays, mostly. And I have a couple games on there.
Oh,
not really
shit.
Play very... PC's
you
too
played
good,
a lot
man.
Of consoles when we were living together.
Oh, yeah,
back
dude.
In the day.
I've owned, like, every console. I think the only one I haven't owned is, like, early Ataris and, like, the weird, like, ColecoVisions and shit from, like, the 80s. But I've had, like, everything else under the sun. I never had Sega Saturn. Yeah,
I was like in the PlayStation era, like PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2. That's like I was like super, and that's when I was really into gaming. But like PS3 came out, and I would say that's when like my addiction to gaming just kind of gone.
Yeah,
couldn't tell you why though. But now it's PC all day every day. I couldn't imagine like wanting to buy a console and use it.
No, I mean I could. It has a charm, but yeah. Nicholas said, "Imagine WoW in VR. That'd be fucking cool." Mm-hmm. No. Interested? Interesting.
Scary.
Wow. $2 from Struggle Russ. Thank you, Russ. Fun fact, same guy, Mr. Russ, who sent us the Satan's Toe, where we did a live stream where we ate that horrible thing.
Yeah.
So you should check that out. Watch us suffer for a couple minutes. He asks, smartwatches, still worth it or off the radar? I think they're worth it if you need a smartwatch. Like, if you're a very active person... walking around all day, can't be bothered to pull your phone out every 5 minutes. Get a smartwatch. You'll probably get your mileage out of it. Yeah, I mean, when I was working at Insert Electronics Store, smartwatch, and it was very beneficial for me to have one. For one, I could sell it to customers easier by having it, but also I didn't have to pull my phone out of my pocket. That's great. Right. It was worth the money. So it depends on your lifestyle.
Stuart Horner said, what are our Steam names? Funny enough, Stuart Horner, we went to school with him.
Yeah,
high
school.
What up, Stuart? I don't know why you're watching this, but hi. Jern Purser is my Steam name. And what's yours?
Mine's Shoop-de-Whoop.
Shoop-de-Whoop. Wrap up? We good?
Yeah. I think... Oh, wait. Yeah, sorry. £1 from Max Pell. Thank you, Max Pell. We are ending the show for your donation. Clearly, you didn't have a message with yours. We still appreciate it. However, we can tell that you want us to end it. So we're going to go ahead and end.
So that is it. That is it for the first episode of Recycle Bin. How do you think it went, Brian?
I think it went well.
7 out of 10. Cobwebs we'll do off. It again.
Getting them cobwebs off.
Would definitely do it again. So that's it for the episode today. Max, sorry, we'll get to that question next week if you want, because we're wrapping up now. Regulation is for a whole other thing. Let us know what you think about the show in the comment section below if you're watching this after the fact. And, of course, we'll hang out with you guys that are watching live for a few more minutes, and you guys can tell us what you think about the show. Again, if you are listening to this in audio form only, the video version is on YouTube or will be on YouTube. And if you'd rather listen to the audio version, you can find it on your favorite podcast app. A reminder, if you are listening on iTunes, definitely subscribe, leave a review, help your boys out, because if you don't, I will find you. That should be enough motivation. And that's it. All the links that you need are down in the show notes below, and we will see you, and you can hear us next week. Thanks for watching.
Wow.
Yep. Bye.